Once again, gang, we're back. This is the Verbal Mosh, episode 325. Holy crap, that's a lot of episodes. I'm Tosh Moore.
I'm Olivia Plas.
We're your host, and we want to welcome you back. We were gone for a while, but now we've got books to talk about, as well as the approaching, fastly approaching, might I add, New York Comic Con. So don't forget to go to our website, theverbalmosh.com, to check out all our social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/theverbalmosh. At theverbalmosh is our handle on Twitter as well, and you can leave us an email at theverbalmosh@gmail.com, and our sponsors, the Comics Podcast Network, to which we are proud members of. So we got that out of the way.
And you can find them at comicspodcast.com.
Well, I let them, I made them aware of the Comics Podcast Network. Fair enough.
But on our website, you can also find other reviews to other comic book reviews. So you should be sure to check it out, because there's a lot of stuff that we don't talk about on the show.
Yeah, like Neil Gaiman's Miracle Man, which I have the second issue. I've read it, and I'm going to write a review for it exclusively on the site. My ideas, my picks, my opinions.
That crazy old Miracle Man.
Who's absent from this series so far, and it's been great, because there's no Miracle Man.
That's funny.
And Alan Moore is like, damn, now I can't write no more rape.
I'm sure he'd be able to figure out a way to insert that no matter what.
Oh.
Alan Moore, work rape into a story no matter what. No?
I was going to the grocery store when rape!
Oh, we shouldn't joke about that.
That's true. That's totally true.
It's a serious subject.
Indeed it is. But Alan Moore seems to somehow make it unserious. So, fuck him. Speaking of the news, as we always begin with a little bit of news, New York Comic Con is just a few days away next week, and we should be trying to do little mini-sodes for you to give you our opinion. We're not going to look at any panels this year. Fuck that, because none of them really give a damn, because they're like, look at what's coming out later on in the year. Buy it, you dumb fucks. Buy it.
And then well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of the entire convention. I mean, it's all about buying, selling people stuff, you know?
I thought it was a celebration of comics. Now it's like, look at this comic book-related television show. Whoa, Constantino NBC, we've watered it down.
It's always about selling stuff, but yeah, now it seems heavily geared towards, like, TV.
Yeah, San Diego seems to be the movies, and New York is like, look at these shows, we got you nerds, it's fall, blah, Minority Report's great.
Yeah, like, it's all about the TVs. TV shows, yet it seems like a lot of them are kind of missing out on panels. Like, I saw people complaining that there's like a panel about, like, with The Flash, The Walking Dead. Yeah. Green Arrow.
I guess there'll be one for Supergirl.
I don't even know.
There was one for Gotham last year, and I saw Ben McKenzie, who plays Jim Gordon, roaming the halls.
I was watching a little video clip on their Facebook page where it's trying to hype you up, get you ready for New York Comic Con this year, and they showed clips of past years, and they showed the clip with Gordon.
Yeah, he was wandering in the halls, and when I saw him, I was like, wow, and I kept walking. Yeah, so, I mean, like, probably the only panel I'm interested in is maybe Cup of Joe, but it's still just a shill where they're just like, we got this book coming out, and then it'll cost $18.99, because how much Marvel prices their books.
Well, I mean, it's always, the interesting thing, though, is you get the chance to ask them a bunch of questions. You line
no,
up
no,
for
it's
that
not.
Stuff.
It's not where you get to, you know what, if you have
asked Yeah, you get to creator, ask them questions, but they don't always answer you, that's the thing.
If you have to ask a creator a question, ask them by yourself, in the cover of night, because if you ask at a panel, and it's not something where, I just love your work, blah, 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 they will boo you down, or J. Michael Straczynski will shame you, because he once signed a bad contract. None of the contracts that he signed recently are bad, but in the beginning, he signed a bad contract once. I think he gave his soul to Mattel or something. I don't know. Fuck him.
That's your answer to everything.
Yeah. Fuck him. He took the money and ran like a true New Jerseyan. Lord knows I'd do it. Like, give me that money. Let me cash it. Fuck it. But one thing that I did hear that was really good, that in the lead up to New York Comic Con, Marvel released the junket, that the Daredevil creative team is stepping. Obviously, you know, Mark Waid and Chris Omni are gone. Charles Soule and Ron Garney. Garney's been around forever. We'll be taking over Daredevil starting in November. It'll cost $3.99. It'll pay someone's mortgage, but Somni and Waid are moving on to Black Widow as an ongoing book.
Oh.
Which I was like, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
They do a good job. They start off really strong, I guess, because Mark Waid, under the load of all the things that he was doing, kind of just missed it, or maybe because they did change editors on Daredevil.
Yeah.
So when you have editorial transitions, sometimes that causes problems. But yeah, I thought Black Widow, I was like, that's a good looking book. I'll pick that up.
Okay.
I think it'll be interesting to read. New Avengers, the New Avengers book with Mark Waid, I was like, yeah, I'm not buying that.
Huh.
Andy Kubrick, I'm not giving him any money.
Uh-huh.
The Avengers, I'm not giving that franchise any more fucking money.
Yeah.
Anything?
They've become a little overrated, the Avengers, with their movies and everything.
No. I mean, as a kid, I didn't really like read the Avengers. I mean, like maybe if it was like the Silver or the Bronze Age, where like Earth, where it really was Earth's Mightiest Heroes. They don't have a really good track record, with the exception of that one movie. Well, yeah, that one movie. I don't know. The Avengers just didn't seem much. Like X-Men was a pretty good animated series, and translating into that, and that. Well, X-Men was like a popular franchise before the Avengers. Like that was like considered like a B book back in the day. You remember the Avengers cartoon from the 90s? I was so stoked for that, and then I was like, wait, where's Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor? They're not in the show.
No, I don't
For
remember that
legal
at all.
purposes, it was in the 90s. Yeah, for it lasts like one season. For legal purposes, I don't think they were able to get the rights to actually use those characters. So it was like Earth's Mightiest Heroes, and then all of a sudden, it was like, look, Jack of Hearts. You're like, fuck, what? Wonder Man, what's going on? What's this? What's this? Who did this?
Captain Brave, I don't know. It's a
Yeah,
generic name.
I thought you said Captain
Captain
Braveheart.
Generic.
Bobby Generic? Bobby Generic?
Bobby Generic. That's
It's generic, yeah. Everyone say generic, and then they always,
generic.
yeah, it's generic. Don't you know? Anyway, Somni Wade, Black Widow, Avengers, eh. I don't even have any desire to own the. We own Avengers on DVD and Blu-ray, I believe.
For shame.
No.
No.
Age of Ultron. We were just like, hey, they were on the internet. And Ultron was iOS 9. Whatever. So what? As Disney worked in its cross
Basically,
promotion
Ultron was
to malware.
Terminator.
No,
No,
he's fucking
like
malware.
the
Must destroy humans by taking away their internet.
he's Genesis.
Exact. Oh, and someone at Disney was like, could we get him to sing something from Pinocchio? Kids love Pinocchio.
I
Yeah, strings, whatever. Kids love strings.
know, they use that way too much in the advertisements. That
Yes.
Pinocchio song.
Because Pinocchio on Blu-ray is probably coming out soon. We're opening the Disney Vault for 4 years. Then it's going back in, folks. Get your copy of The Lion King and a Half coming up. Actually like The Lion King a lot. I don't care for sequels. I don't care for
I
direct to
saw
video.
that. I
I don't care
remember
for
I rented out that movie, Lion
which
King
one?
One and a Half.
I don't like those things because it seems like whenever they do like a direct-to-video thing, it's like, yeah, we didn't put any effort into it, so fuck you, just buy it. You know what? That's what it feels like. Like when The Lion King was released, you can clearly tell that a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of love went into that project. Considering it was released, what, when I was 10, and they started working on the movie when I was like what, 4? So you had a lot of time in between, and clearly, like I said, a lot. I don't know, sometimes when you have like a lot of planning, a lot of effort goes into it, you get a lot out of it. When you rush it, doesn't seem quite as good. Did you enjoy Lion King?
Unless you're like a super genius and you're able to just work really well in a short amount of time.
Yeah, it's John Byrne.
But it doesn't always happen.
Yeah, that's Rob Liefeld. I was actually on an internet account, and I think it was a Twitter account, and this guy was putting up something that caught my eye, and I was talking to someone about it. They had old house ads for comics that were coming out. Like one was for The Punisher. It was just like, oh, just like advertisements that would run in books to get you excited about another title that was a part of the line. Like they had one for Moon Knight. I was like, what do you think of Moon Knight? And Daredevil was like, well, I can't really say I've seen him. I was like, oh, okay. Like, oh, Daredevil can't see Moon Knight, but maybe you should. I think even in the 90s, those were really prevalent. And I think I mentioned on the show a bunch of times before, there was a really cool house ad for Daredevil when they were like, yeah, we're going to bring Daredevil back and get rid of that goofy armored costume, even though I love that costume. And DG Chichester, who I interviewed for this show, even specified that Scott McDaniel was like the only guy who could draw it because he kind of got the idea that, like, it's not armor really, it's a protective mesh. And he, like, everyone else afterwards was like, ah, fuck it, it's armor. So, I mean, those old house ads, I don't know, there's something very, very vaudevillian that was lost when you could just pick up a comic and be like, all right, I'm reading Superman. Oh shit, what's going on in this book? Guardian, maybe I should buy Action Comics. They
But
don't do
now
that anymore.
the ads just don't stand out as much,
Slinkies!
and
Look at these little claymation.
Twix and
Yes, look at these little claymation lambs and sheep. They put you to sleep. Which, if apparently Shaun the Sheep has taught you anything, if sheep go in a circular pattern around you will fall asleep no matter what. I guess it's true.
But if you learn anything from what one of the books we were reading today, if you're falling in a circle like ants, you'll just die.
I don't know. I'm watching this and like maybe it's just because I'm watching so much of The West Wing, but I'm really enjoying the hell out of Prez. Wait, can we talk about that? We've been watching Veep.
Yes,
Getting off the news. Fuck it.
sure.
This is our show, so this is the format. The format just always normally goes out the window.
Oh wait, but we totally missed. What about our DC TV? What about Gotham?
Oh shit, we'll get that in a minute. Let's keep
Okay.
talking.
All right.
Oh wait, because we're just talking about this episode of Gotham, second episode of Gotham.
Okay.
We'll come back to that in a second. Well, fuck it. This is our next segment, even though there's no DC a part of it. We're gonna talk about Veep and Gotham. It's DC TV. Crikey, Master Bruce, there's more than one room in this whole house. It's DC TV. Wait, so Veep, what do you think of Veep so far? You said you like it, but
I
no
think it's
cursing.
funny, but there's a lot of cursing. I tend to not really care for much cursing in movies and TV shows.
I didn't care for Julia Louis-Dreyfus, like her appearance. I was like, wow, because in Seinfeld, I was like, ugh, the hair. And now I'm like, oh, that hair.
You think it's a much improvement? Because
Fucking
nobody else,
yeah.
listening to this podcast can realize you're giving a thumbs up, so you gotta
Thumbs up.
say.
I totally enjoyed it, yeah. Also, all the characters on the show are fantastic. It's kind of like The Office before The Office started to go all the way the fuck downhill, which was really when Steve Carell left.
But it's great because it's not like, Julia's character is really like bumbling or anything like that,
She's
like Steve
not.
Carell or
She's
anything
actually
like that.
very. She's actually pretty competent. It's just the people around her, with the exception of her chief of staff. Everyone else is fucking incompetent. Like, why do you keep Mike on the payroll? Mike McClintock as your press guy? Because he sucks. He does. Gary's great too. Sissy boy.
Who's the one with the imaginary dog?
That's Mike.
That's Mike.
I'm like, yes. Like, I remember the scene where I remember she was like, why are you even sleeping? It's not like you do anything. But you still pay this man. Ah, Mike McClintock. You suck. Dannegan. All right, so in this episode, we're going to talk about the second episode of Gotham that we saw. Shaky cam was not back in effect this episode, but you've got the villains now rising up, and they killed
The
Commissioner
villains have a terrible name too. What do they
the
call themselves?
Maniacs.
The Maniacs, but with an X instead of like
Yes,
with a
because
C.
someone who wrote this is clearly from Generation X.
Oh.
Like, yo, man, my daddy said, man, you gotta have goals, man.
My daddy said that,
I'm
spelling
not.
don't matter. You
Well,
just use autocorrect.
no, that's Generation Z. What do you even call the guys after Z? Ah, fuck them. Anyway, oh god, that is my answer for everything. Ah, fuck them. So, the Maniacs, led by the Joker and his Russian roulette playing
I
self.
know, Generation Zero.
It's not, they're not Pepsi. Generation Pepsi Max. You know what you made me think of when you said that? Zero, and I said
Why?
Pepsi. When we were watching The Simpsons, it was like Pepsi presents New Zanzibar.
Yeah,
I thought that
yeah.
was it, yeah. New Delhi, New Guinea. Pepsi presents New Zanzibar.
Okay, back to Gotham.
Yeah, the Maniacs are throwing people off of buildings and just creating all-around havoc. And this kid who plays Joker, he's starting to come
Speaking of
into his
like
own. He's
terrible.
overacting, though, a little. At some scenes, it seems like the kid is overacting. Like, they're just like, nah, I said it before last episode. Episode 234, about how it was like, whoever the producer is or whoever directing him, was just like, yeah, hamming up some more. Whereas we're going for Cesar Romero and 1966's Batman.
Have a problem with his acting,
He looked crazy,
but
though.
the villains are just like seem really incompetent at times, like when they're trying to light the school bus on fire and they can't even catch it, like light the lighter,
Oh
they couldn't even
yeah.
light it. And then when they finally do light it, like the cops are able to quickly put it out and like quickly drive the kids away.
Oh, the cheerleaders.
Yeah,
Oh
yeah.
God. Jim Gordon's a bad detective because he follows Bar Barbara shows up and he's like, Barbara, no.
My God, he is the worst. I know. Like, seriously, this woman is crazy. She was put in Arkham. You need to, like, do something about that. Stop
Except he
her and
follows.
stop, like, he keeps, because his emotions, I feel like, are getting in the way of his past relationship with her. He keeps trying to talk some sense into her and some reason. He's like, I know you're not this kind of person. And she's like, no, I am this kind of person. He's like, you just need to go back into the hospital. You're not sane. She's like, no, I am sane.
No, damn it, you
I'm
just need
just,
some hardcore Jim Gordon loving.
No. He's got a new girl.
She needs it too.
That's nonsense.
Totally. But the cops in Gotham are completely ill-prepared because the maniacs burst in and shoot up the place, and they're just like,
And
well,
yeah,
we forgot how to use our guns.
almost all the cops get killed. Exactly.
Yeah, they even killed new Commissioner Essen. She was like, wow, I finally made it. Oh, they killed
All for one episode.
him.
I made it.
Jim. Oh, imagine they like, we need Commissioner Loeb back. He's the only one who can save us.
No, I see that as an easy way. They're trying to make Gordon commissioner real fast.
Oh God, we gotta speed this up real quick, everybody.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, little Bruce is going through his growth spurt, so they
Yes.
need to quicken this thing up.
He went from like a little kid to all of a sudden like a basketball player for the Lakers. He's like towering over Alfred.
He's almost as tall as Gordon.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh no, you have to help me find out who killed my parents." He's like, "Yo, Alfred."
You're fired. Which is what happened. He fired Alfred. But then, like, later on, he realized, like, Alfred, I need you, man. You're gonna teach me how to fight yet
Right.
again.
From season one, because they were like, "Hey, remember that storyline we didn't follow up on? Might as well close up that thread right now." And they introduced Lucius Fox in this episode too. He's
Well,
like,
they
"I'm gonna help you
introduced
fix
him
your computer."
before, but now they've introduced him into, like, actually working for Wayne.
Isn't it? Wait, can we just go ahead and say that the Lucius Fox played by Morgan Freeman is probably the best? Because he's just like, "Yep, don't tell me anything. That way, if they ask me anything, I have plausible deniability." And even in The Dark Knight Rises, he doesn't even mention ever mention Batman being Bruce Wayne. Not once.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this Lucius should do.
But this Lucius isn't so bad. I mean, it was kind of an awkward scene when him and Alfred are meeting in the bar because
I was
Alfred's
getting ready to
like,
say that because I didn't know what the
it
fuck
was
he was
like he was
talking
trying to
about.
pick him up at first. Like, what
I
was
rolled
going
him up like
on?
a kipper. What's a kipper? I won't take you back to my room.
I know. He's just like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I was like,
Nobody knows. Only Alfred
Oh,
knows.
Alfred, he should just have that little bouncy ball under everything that he said. Like when he spoke, like the little bounce ball with the
What is
words.
this, a sing-along?
I know. Why don't you go out there, get y'all some kippers? He was like, "I don't eat kippers."
You just want subtitles for what he's saying?
Subtitles would be pretty good too. Okay, what else happened in this? All the police mostly get killed. Bullock comes back.
You have Edward Nygma who saves
He's the
Miss
best thing
Kringle.
ever. Yeah. Why does Miss Kringle look like something out of the 1950s pinup?
Don't know. That's just the way she's styled and designed.
Yeah, she seems out of place, but I do love Corey Michael Smith as Edward Nygma. He's been fantastic so far. Especially like when he's like timid, that's great too, but when he's talking to himself, he's like, "Well, she may not like you, but well, she might like me." Ooh,
You
erotic
like
noise, erotic noise.
that how he's got the split personalities now?
I'm saying
I kind of liked it before he had the split personalities. Like if they had just made him kind of, I don't know, go
just still a
crazy.
weirdo.
Yeah,
I
still a
stuck with that.
weirdo, still crazy. But I just find it a little odd to always see him like he's got a slick persona with no glasses, always like telling him to stop being a wimp and just ask Miss Kringle out.
That's good too. I mean, I feel where you're coming from too, but I felt like they were like, "We gotta progress his character. Plus, we don't know what to do with him." But whenever he gets screen time, I like it. So he's a good actor. I like him a lot. What else happened here?
That's about it, I think. That's all
Yeah.
that I can remember.
Yeah, Lucius joins up with Alfred, trying to fix the computer. Alfred's gonna teach Bruce how to fight 2.0.
Well, because like Alfred, once they're in the quote unquote Batcave, Alfred, like Bruce is like, finally, you know, I get to read this information. My father left me, and Alfred takes a bat to it all. And it's like, what the hell? So immediately, Bruce fires him, but then after a while, he realizes he can't do anything without him.
It'd have been better if Alfred was like, "You can't fire me, God damn it! Ah, I'm your legal
That
guardian."
was pretty sad though when he fired him because like you know he takes his belongings like a small like one suitcase or two suitcases
It
or something
was
like that,
like one case.
and Bruce is just like, so you got all your things? Why don't you go collect them? He's like, these are my things. I don't have anything else. This
Because you're poor, Alfred.
huge
You're
mansion.
poor. All this is mine. I'm gonna lay around in my money and jump in it like Scrooge McDuck. Swim, swim, swim. But no, Gotham's been okay so far. As long as we get less and less of that goddamn shaky cam, we'll be happy. And for those of you looking to catch up, it is available on Hulu and Netflix. First season of The Flash should be coming to Netflix as well. And we'll also be getting, I think this upcoming week, Flash season 2.
That's good, that's good.
I think it's Tuesday, so we should be able to watch that. All right, so let's talk about some.
Tuesday, but that conflicts with watching the Muppets.
God damn it.
We're gonna have to watch one of them and then watch the other on Hulu, maybe.
The Muppets have been surprisingly entertaining. All right, yeah, we'll flip a coin. We'll flip a coin. Well, that's the only way I can actually decide. Like, I'm like, which one do I want to watch? Muppets are great, though.
You need a split
First of all,
screen, watch them both.
I was actually looking. We'll talk about that later after the whole thing, because NFL Sunday Ticket, we qualify in our area to get the digital version of it instead of getting DirecTV here. And then I was like, I'm not doing that. All right. Let's talk about some comics this week. Let's talk about Hawkeye number 5 by Jeff Lemire and Ramon Perez, which is late as all hell and is getting a new number one. which defeats the purpose of Marvel putting three digits on the cover of the book, because we're never going to get to another 100 issue.
You said that from the get-go, I
It
remember
would
that.
never happen. They all this like issue 7. Oh man, readers must be getting bored. Relaunch.
But this is how you know, like, it started over with a new number. You got that extra zero on the front, so it separates it from all your other issues. So the next thing, when they reboot it again, should they start with 0001?
Just keep going with the numbers, goddammit. Hawkeye number 5. All new Hawkeye number 5. Hawkeye's actually a really good book, so it's cool to see Jeff Lemire return
Don't
to this
know.
title.
I don't really care for this issue. With
Was it the art?
Katie, no, with
Katie Hawkeye,
Katie
yeah.
Hawkeye going crazy and just like being like acting like those are her kids and they need to be protected.
And the kids kill the Hydra agents.
But does it really matter? Because the Hydra agents, they're just like roaches. They just appear out of nowhere constantly.
Well, you know the old saying, cut one off, two more takes his place to collect the same paycheck. So it's half the wages. Oh, Hydra.
They know how to cut corners.
That's why they all die. Anyway, that's all I had. Like, whoa. They're like the U.S. military during Iraq. Yeah, we'll waive these quotas. You're terrible at your job? Well, we need bodies. Get in there. You're dead, Jim. So yeah, the little mutant
You're dead,
creatures.
Jim.
Little mutant creatures kill a bunch of Hydra agents, which, like you said, no one should really care. And Katie's like, it's okay. And Hawkeye's like, no way, man. That's awful.
And then the little kids. Katie punches Clint, and then like the kids are like, "Don't you dare touch Katie!" And they're about ready to kill Clint, and they're like, "You're
And the
bad,
dog. Because,
Hawkeye."
yeah, because the dog is like, ARF!
They're like, "We don't like you. We only like this. We only need one Hawkeye."
Makes it easy for us to remember because we're slow.
And then you have the flashbacks too of Clint when he was a child, and you know, talking about like he's trying to reminisce and talk about like how he became Hawkeye, what led to
Exactly,
it,
because his
and
bro he and his brother Barney live with ran away and joined the circus, which I'm sure a lot of kids would like to do. And this just gives a
they met with
false
a
stereotype.
crazy old man who taught them how to be thieves
Taught them how to be the thief of thieves.
and shoot arrows and
You think that guy's the same guy who taught Conrad? No,
no.
I trained a Hawkeye, a guy named Barney, who would grow up to be a womanizer and a thief of thieves. Yeah, wait, he didn't know martial arts. He's a swordsman. What the fuck? What was I thinking?
I don't know.
But then the whole thing ends. Well, Hydra ends up taking the mutated children anyway.
Yeah, because
Like,
it's like they're
sweet.
gonna keep coming anyways, so Clinton's just like,
Just, why
we
didn't you just
have
give
to
them to
give up.
Shield? Like, what the fuck? Like, we have a peacekeeping force, and then we have a force that does terrible things. Well, the ones that does terrible things just showed up anyway. So,
Yeah,
I guess
they're
first dibs?
yeah, exactly.
Didn't make any sense. So then we fast forward at
Because
the
what
end
were
of.
they gonna do? They're gonna have to like fight all these Hydra agents yet again and try and dodge them
Yet again.
and bring these kids to safety. And who knows what, you know, the Avengers would have done to help them if they would have done anything, or whether they would have been like, "Hey, it's not my problem."
What are you talking about, Captain America? Like, sign them kids up for war bonds. You had to defeat ISIS.
Yeah, send those kids out to collect scrap metal.
Tell them to go get old DC Comics and stomp on them. Gotta save paper. And buy my book. Sales are slow. I'm old now. Wait, he's young again. I don't know. And then at the end of it, Hawkeye's old. Just talking about Captain America being
Like,
old.
what was up with that? Like, all of a sudden now they're super old, and Katie Hawkeye is just like, "We shouldn't have given away those kids. We gotta go get them now."
It would have been better if she showed up with Marty McFly at the end of this issue. Like, yo, Clint, we gotta go back to the future.
Yeah, I did not really care for this issue at all.
Oh, normally it's good.
Normally, but
Jeff
yeah.
Lemire was like, I need some whiskey before I write this. Fuck it, who cares about plot? They'll buy it. My name's on it.
I mean, it makes sense. I just wasn't crazy about the characters and the way they were acting. It didn't seem very plausible to me.
So, Jeff Lemire is launching an ongoing Moon Knight book. Should we be reading that?
It's up to you. You seem to like picking up anything Jeff Lemire does. Like
Vengeance. I think all. I guess.
vengeance,
What?
the way you said that.
No, Jeff Lemire, he's Canadian, so he'll be like, Vengeance, and offer you a donut.
That's a friendly vengeance.
Sustenance. I got. Invincible 123. Look
Invincible's
out.
terrible too.
I like how Eve took off because she's like, I can't stay here anymore. You take the baby and. Yeah, bye. And Invincible was like, oh yeah, play with my daughter. Oh yeah. And then they go after Thrag.
He likes being a father and helping out and stuff like that.
Wait, the worst part about this
Spending
is
daddy daughter time.
They're like him and Oliver, like, let's go take out Thrag, and then Invincible goes down that hole, and then he finds that weird bright light, and then all of a sudden, kapow, he's a teenager living at home again. What the fuck? And I read this, I was like, fucking cop out.
I know, because in the back they're like, yep, it's gonna be time for our reboot.
So he knows, yeah. Oh, it's funny at the end when like he's back on the toilet as a young man. He's still living at home, and he's like, "Holy shit!" And I was like, "I heard that." I was like, "That's good, but it really is what the fuck."
Well, I don't know. I was getting pretty tired of the way the storyline was headed anyway, so maybe they'll do something interesting. Because I really didn't care for this whole, him and Eve trying to figure out how to be parents, and it
Imagine
was
this would
less
have.
interesting than what, originally started off with being such an action-focused book.
Yeah. Maybe it'll get back to its roots and we can be okay with it again. And spending money on it. Because right at this point, I'm like, why am I still spending money on this? Ooh, Thief of Thieves, number 31. This was fantastic. Stupid Augustus. For once, he does something right.
They finally figure out a way to prove that everybody's not Redmond.
Yes, because they had the trial for Celia, and Conrad shows up and he's like, yeah, they tried to say I was Redmond. And I like Celia's defense, where she's just like, "Yep, Elizabeth Olsen, she had the hots for my boss, for my boyfriend." Dun dun dun, and that's why they falsely accused them. Dun dun
And
dun.
that's why they're accusing her to get back at him.
So, Conrad had all the art that he had stolen over the years returned.
Yes. And
Augustus
he
had
had
Augustus,
Augustus
who didn't fuck it up.
masquerade as Redmond. You're like, I'm the real Redmond.
Which I was surprised, because Augustus is normally like the complete utter fuck up, and now he's just like, and
Well,
Conrad's
Augustus
like,
has
"Good job,
really
son."
turned around his life.
Yeah, he wants to go to community college.
Good for him. And at
Exactly.
the end, he's like, oh, talking to the little kid, Celia's boy. He's
Yeah.
like, oh, yeah, I know. You just want your parents there with you. Don't worry. I got your
Give
back.
me a
He's really
hug.
growing up. No
Yeah.
longer like the mess up carrying the gun around when he shouldn't, and
You mean the mess up who ruined everything before? About fucking time. Thank God. Good thing Conrad lived to be an older age, because he'd have been like, son, how to die of shame.
So this was a decent issue, and then you have
Hashtag resolution.
Redmond saying how Conrad is saying he's going to continue being
Redmond,
Redmond.
he's gonna go back to his life of crime,
About
because.
time, because Celia was terrible as Redmond.
Yeah, she was like, I'm about to be Redmond. Hey, I'm caught.
I know.
I'm gonna take out this garbage. I'm caught. Yeah, she was really bad at it.
She's as good as a sidekick.
That's
As a
it.
side character.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's what Conrad's thinking. You're a great sidekick. I don't step on my toes. These shoes are expensive. All right, the last book we're going to talk about is Prez number 4 from DC.
I really like this. This is hilarious and entertaining.
Can we talk about Corn Dog Girl getting a new chief of staff and her old boss from her old job? War Beast is great too.
Because he likes watching movies, do you think about it?
Yeah! And now he's gone
That's gonna
rogue.
happen with him. Yeah, because he just kind of like wanders off into the on the beach into the sunset or something like that. Like, does the movie affect him? What kind of like is he gonna? I don't know.
What
How's
movie was he
it?
watching?
I can't remember. Like,
Hold on, I'm gonna check right now.
I don't remember. But like, what's he gonna do now? Is he gonna think that that's the way he should live his life as, like a movie, like the movie told him? That's how life should be. What's he gonna do? What's his prerogative
Seven
gonna
Brides for
be?
Seven Brothers? I didn't even see that.
Is he, yeah, it seems like it would be like a romantic comedy type of thing. Or is he gonna just keep killing people?
Muslim people are taken to Guantanamo Bay with, and they're having melon ballers apply to their balls. This is horrible.
Yeah, this is pretty terrible. I mean, the guy, like, and he's in prison. He didn't even do anything wrong.
He just recorded. Yeah, he unfortunately recorded some information that shouldn't have been broadcast to the rest of the world. So America's like, Guantanamo Bay with you. And it's weird because other Muslims are like, we should kill him. He's like, wait, but I'm a Muslim. And they're like, yeah, then you don't mind dying for the cause. Oh, when he let him out of the cell, like, all right, we're gonna let you out. We're gonna interrogate you now. And he's just like, I'm not with those guys. Like, quiet, Muslim. I like how he wanted the one sergeant. He's like, you want to help me torture the guy? And he's like, oh, I really can't. He's like, nah, don't worry. We got a private contractor to do that. Hashtag Blackwater Security.
It was hilarious too, because you had a Wayne in this issue,
Buying a property,
who was
winning
very
all the Academy.
reminiscent of Bruce Wayne,
Yes, except he clearly has decided not to work out.
Fred Wayne.
Fred. And he's building pig farms everywhere.
Yeah, because when he was a child, he was it lived on a pig farm, I think.
Yes, and everyone's like, you stink, Fred. And now he's like, the man.
You're
Buying up
getting so
land.
many awards at who, wasn't that Miley Cyrus at the
So,
awards
yeah, it looked
ceremony?
like Miley
It looked
Cyrus,
like, because
yeah.
she had a tattoo of that wrecking ball image. And it was so funny, she had another tattoo that said, "I love my dad."
Did you really?
Right under her boob.
I did not see that. Oh my God.
She's supposed to be really close with her dad.
So, Beth is the new president, and she's thinking about shutting down the drone. Now she's officially president. She's thinking about shutting down the drone program, which is just
Well, yeah, because it's
bunch of
like
kids.
killing a bunch of kids, and it's absolutely terrible. But everybody's just like, but then how are we going to protect our borders, and how are we going to protect ourselves? And everybody's going to see us as weak, and we got to have power. There's no such thing as soft power.
I gotta agree. There is no such thing as soft power. You have to have peace through strength. Because if you have
But I mean,
peace through strength,
they're
you.
too excessive. I mean, the way that they were just like
Oh, the
shooting down
drones.
people
Yeah,
at
the
the
drones are just
border.
fucking up completely. Because they got these
Yeah.
inexperienced goobers who play video games all day running the drones and paying them for it. And
Call
they're
it
basically.
beanbag warfare, because the guy's just sitting there on a beanbag.
Yeah, and even the guy, his handler's like, Randy, you gotta be careful. You shot a music store. Nobody buys CDs anymore. Blameless fucking Generation Z. Well, he's probably a millennial. Anyway. So, also, Miss Murkowski is going to be the new chief of staff, who used to be Beth's supervisor when she worked at the corn dog store. Weird. It's just weird how she's like, do you want to be my new chief of staff?
It
She's
is
like, sure,
kind of
hon.
weird how she's like her cabinet is just kind of this ragtag team
I like
that she
it.
put together, yeah.
I like the border in the front in Mexico, the giant border, the wall they put up where it's just like the big American flag, welcome, on the LCD TV.
But then you've got like all those wiring and stuff like that's not very welcoming, and all those drones and whatnot.
Shooting everything up, yeah. Oh, I like when they were in the motorcade and they have the app for the nuclear bomb to just blow up your phone. Like, yeah, you can also make it a taser too, but be careful with the app for detonating the nuclear bomb. It kind of looks like Tinder. That's awesome. So yeah, surprise hit of the year. I would care. I would like it if Prez was an ongoing book. What do you think? You'd buy it? Hopefully the quality wouldn't slip.
Well, I don't
So
think ongoing, but maybe just like longer than the 6 issues it's
it was originally 12, but now they're
yeah.
cutting back, and it's been hit as a 6-issue miniseries, which is why I think we had a, it was why we had a different artist. They probably were like, we got to kind of get this out ASAP. All right, so that wraps up this week's episode. We should be back with episode 326 pretty soon as we wrap up this entire experiment. I guess we should let everybody know now that the final episode of the Verbomash is coming soon.
Yes, it is.
Unfortunately, we've been doing the show longer than the website. But you know what? The website will live on, and we'll continue to read our rants and reviews and
We'll
so forth.
continue to put up content.
TheVerbalMosh.com. So you can also always go there, but the podcast will be going away. There'll be like two more episodes, probably. One more episode, actually, and a bunch of minisodes from New York Comic Con. So look out for that. So don't forget to check out TheVerbalMosh.com, which is our website that has links to Facebook and Twitter and all that jazz, as well as email, as well as our sponsors. You can get in contact with us, email as well, TheVerbalMosh@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the Comics Podcast Network, comicspodcast.com. Anything else you want to add?
That's about it.
All right, we'll see you in a week's time or so, or actually a few days. Hashtag be good.
You drink so much, you infect the corrupt, you make it pretzels.